You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. I'm John Hirschfield. I'm joined by Mark Caldwell.
Hello.
Yes, into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the Pristines.
Crisp, thank you.
Clear.
Angry.
Precise. It's true. All the women that we've played
have been
today,
overwrought or angry.
You know, they've been through a lot. You know,
they have been.
The suffrage movement wasn't just like a brief little thing. It's still going on.
Yeah.
And it's expressing itself
suffering
through our music. So thank you, The Pristines. And you can check out more information on them, myspace.com/The Pristines. And just a little comment here. You've probably figured it out already, but Here is non-genre specific. So it's all about whatever you want to send us. If, you know, rock.
Yeah,
we've been playing a lot of rock today, which is why I mentioned that. Just electronica, trip-hop, soul, country.
To make a parallel, we're omnisexual in that way with
music.
Well,
you know, you always have to take it there, Mark.
I'm Freudian. It's that way, yeah. I have nothing else going on, so that's where I go. That's where I go.
Again, yeah, I mean, if the cowbell is your thing, or you remember when we were in like elementary school, there was, you'd have like two wooden blocks with sandpaper on them, and you just rub them together, and that was considered a musical instrument.
Yeah, if you could turn that into an MP3.
Send it our
or
way.
Or a CD. Yeah,
send
we'll
it
take
our
it.
Way. And keep an eye out if you're on MySpace for our bulletins and stuff. If you want to, actually, we should probably make one. We don't have a MySpace page for Here, but.
You can do it.
But, yeah, exactly. Well, there is myspace.com/kill_radio, and
right,
that's the general Kill Radio MySpace page. And
correct,
then you have your own MySpace page.
Correct.
For Close Your Eyes. That's
yes.
Slash.
Oh, got
eyes.
It. No, I wish. It's so convoluted. It's myspace.com/close_your_eyes_1. Can you imagine how long?
You had to add the one?
Do you know how long it took me just to get to there? That was like 20 minutes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And and mine is myspace.com/thisisgood has all the information about my show Is Good, as well as information about other stuff that is good. yes, so we really should make a Here.
Yeah, so some people could get out their inner rage and inundate us with comments.
Yes.
About nothing and everything.
Some people. Not to be specific.
Just don't do
Joanne,
what I've... I have a new person who I just added to my Close Your Eyes page, and she, her user photo or whatever for MySpace page is one of those old glamour shots,
uh-huh,
and she even puts it there from 1998, and she looks like a school marm, and she has nothing better to do but like overload the bulletin board with regurgitated crap that we've all seen from when we first got on the internet back in 1998,
uh-huh,
and I'm just about to, even though my show is about spirituality, I'm about to cut her off. I'm about to cut her off. I'm trying to find out the best. I need to meditate on this to do it right.
Two things that are tacky on MySpace, I think.
Two things?
These are just two things that spring to mind at the moment.
Yeah. Chicks.
Fat guys who post pictures of themselves when they were once skinny in that year between freshman and sophomore year of college.
What sites are you looking at, John?
I'm just saying. Just I know some people
for...
that is. And, bands that post... And I don't mind flyers as comments. Like, you have a show and you want people who go to your MySpace page to see
right.
If you have a show that's totally cool, and I do it too. But if the flyer is, like, fucking huge, then it's just rude to put it on somebody else's page.
Yeah, like, it's basically like,
like,
hi.
It's like, it knocks all of your other comments, like, off
like
the page.
Down a foot. Yeah. And it's like, thanks for the ad, but then it's all about their band. So really not thanks for that. This is an opportunity for me to promote myself. Yeah, I see a lot of that. That's inappropriate behavior.
You know, we didn't get any response to my question about what your favorite track number is.
Yeah. All right.
It's so hard to be here alone with
Joanne,
Mark. I need people to reach out.
Joanne doesn't have a favorite track number.
Oh, well.
All right. Let's go to music.
What's next?
Let's see. Let me catch up. This is an artist called MM Zhang. They're actually out of Echo Park, which I love that they put Echo Park, Los Angeles, California, United States on their MySpace page. myspace.com/MMZang. MMZ as in zebra, A N as in Nancy, G as in George. And we're going to play two songs with them. This is Little Prince. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
choosing colors carefully, they dress themselves. Stretch your petals one by one. I love a four-shot thorns with a tiger ball.
That was MM Zhang.
Here, here.
And that was Superhero. And then before that, again, we heard Little Prince. Thank you very much. That was nice.
Yeah, it was well orchestrated, actually. Yeah. It was tight.
And again, their website, myspace.com/MMZhang, Zhang with a Z and with a G on the end. And thank you very much. I really like that stuff a lot.
So the next thing we're going to play here on Here Here is John Gake, who I had the good fortune of meeting along with Clymer the other night at Couch Night. And
why don't you explain that, John, what that is?
Couch Night is a monthly music event that's no cover, where basically it's a party that features new up-and-coming eclectic artists of various genres and guest DJs and record companies, record labels donate swag and, you know, there's free stuff. And it's just a great...
Where is it?
It's a great time. It's at Lava Lounge.
Once a month.
Once a month. We just had one on March 30th.
I'm trying to help you along.
I know. Thursdays. You make me feel retarded sometimes.
Oh, really? You make me feel gay. In a good way.
And I'm stumped.
In a good way.
Which is proof that or all maybe of this is true.
Or in a bad way.
No. The next one is April 27th at Lava Lounge, and you'll hear more about that, certainly from me, on my various Kill Radio shows. anyway, we're going to go on to play some John Gake. This is just a guy on a guitar, and he's just a little guy that's cool. I don't mean to describe him as little, like a challenge or anything like that, but he's just an unimposing, non-presumptuous, just quality music, and I really enjoyed it, so I grabbed his demo so I could play it here on Here Here on killradio.org. This is John Gake.
Left hand in hand, trick on a violent afternoon. Cut me a switch, boy, we got funny things to do today. You sent me a letter telling me that you're okay. And that you are coming home, and no, you won't be late. My mangled mission statement's got me on my knees of the altar at your service, and I wonder what it's for. Will you let the record show that I showed up? And for me, that's quite a lot. On the table, you will see Exhibit B. In the evening when the din is dying down, well, I close up the windows cause the wind is blowing round. Wonder where you are and are you getting enough sleep? I guess I'll stare at the dog again, she always lets me win. My Mangleberry weather's got me on my knees of the altar at your service, and I wonder what it's for. Record show that I showed up, and for me that's quite a lie. On the table you will see Exhibit B. On the table you will see Exhibit B. They say that patience is the secret to this science. I don't know if I'll agree or not. In some ways, yes, no, maybe, so to speak. In sentences complete, or so I say. You never know these days. Is this making any sense? Oh no, don't you get ahead of yourself. So far, tippy toes. Don't ruin your balance. Keep your head straight ahead and take a look around. You'll see if you're listening to me. It's so easy, oh golly.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. That was John Gake, G-A-K-E. And we heard two tracks from his demo, Don't Get Ahead of Yourself, and before that, At Your Service. And you can get more information on him at www.johngake.com.
Oh, he spells John the, he spells John the affected way.
Affected way?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, I think it's amazing that people can actually look at my name, J-O-N, and say, I need to write it down. I need to give John a note and spell it J-O-H-N. Like,
oh,
while
what?
Looking at J-O-N.
Oh, you know what?
I don't mean you, because
you mean
I don't
me.
Expect
no,
much from
is,
you. But I expect more from people that I don't know.
This is the passive-aggressive nature of our relationship. And it's really getting tedious.
See,
okay,
if
John?
If I didn't already know you, it wouldn't be an issue.
I mean, I could have the same thing with Mark with a C.
Yes.
We both really have affected names. I mean, look at...
The C is silent, too, right? It's just Mar.
Yeah, it is. I will agree with you. Yes, it is. Stupid.
The M, the A, the R, those are also silent.
No,
right?
I pronounce
it. Just...
This is what I don't understand. I pronounce my name right. I just pronounce it where you can hear the C, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Versus Mark. See?
Mark.
Thank
Mark.
You.
Hard consonants are hard for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Harder for some people.
Yes. Let's move on, shall we?
Let's move on.
This is a artist who... Who found us? I guess he was looking at my Craigslist little ad that I put up a couple times last week. It's an artist by the name of Carmessi. He is out of.
I got an email from Carmessi also.
Shut up.
No, because they sent out an email to a bunch of Kill Radio DJs.
Really?
Announcing their music. Yeah.
Wow. I think it's just one guy by the name of Ivan, and he is out of La Paz.
See, I've been calling him Ivan.
No, it's Ivan out of La Paz, Baja California. And, of course, that's Mexico. And we have two songs from him. And we're going to go to those now. You ready for that?
I'm on it.
All right.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Come on, Ivan. Don't let us down. There it is.
Starts off quiet.
Okay.
Silencio.
I'm going to go bye-bye.
Saco una hoja de papel, tan blanca debe ser. Tengo que empezar de nuevo, otra vez. Comienzo a teclear, otra y otra vez. No doy los mismos pasos, pero siempre es así. Así, siempre es así. Saco una hoja de papel, comienzo a teclear y teclear. We'll
Gracias, gracias, gracias.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, estaba Carmesi. Escuchando a estaba Carmesi. Escuchando a Carmesi de Baja California,
escuchando
México.
A, escucha, escucha, escucha aquí.
Oye, estamos escuchando.
Here, here. Aquí, escucha aquí. Aquí.
Yeah, escucha aquí. All right, so that was a song called Abulia, and then before that we heard, I'll say it in Spanish, Deluxe 900. And that was an artist by the name of Carmesi out of Baja California, Mexico. I actually like his stuff a lot, even the stuff he didn't want me to play because it was demos. Mm. And we kind of fought back and forth if I could play it or not, and I decided to let him win. So I didn't play a set. There's another song I did. I guess it's
so
a cover.
You fight with pretty much every. You don't need to meet them. You don't need to know them in any capacity at all.
Actually, all these artists I've played today, there was a fight involved. There was some sort of tiff or an irritation or kind of a passive-aggressive email sent back. Fine.
You know,
period.
This is actually a good point, though. I mean, this is music we're playing that came to us via Mexico, which I realize isn't so far away, but it is far enough away to point out that, you know, you don't need to be in L.A. to send us your music. We'll play it. Some of the bands we played today from all over.
Outside of Seattle.
Oregon, San Francisco. So, right. You know, like, doesn't matter where you're from, because if you have internet access, you can listen live.
Right.
So anywhere on the planet, if you want to hear your music played and tell your friends to listen so they can hear it. Right now we have about 20 or so streamers going on, which for a Monday afternoon, people really should be at work and they shouldn't be listening to us.
Or maybe they are at work.
Or maybe they are at work. Or maybe their work is to listen to us.
I'd pay you to listen to me.
What you should.
That was a cute one.
No, but seriously, I mean, that means that there's 20 individual computers with separate IP addresses
right.
out there listening live, not to mention the hundreds of downloads that we'll get later after
right.
this is archived. So
in terms of,
people will hear this music.
In terms of band locations, you know, we don't have a solely only L.A. policy, but we do have an anti-Irvine policy. Like, if
yeah,
you're a band
Irvine.
In Irvine, no. 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 Or Coda de Caucasian, better known as Coda de Casa, no.
Oh,
not going to
play.
I'm
familiar with that. Huh.
Well, I'm from Orange County originally, so this is my, again, passive-aggressive
man,
nature playing itself out.
So much, finally.
Oh,
he's from Orange County.
Yeah.
Oh
so that's what I'm hearing.
That's what
got
he said
it.
When I went to NYU, and it was always, oh,
so you people
oh
have
he's from, no, 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 so he was like, oh, he's from Long Island. Like, that was the same thing with Orange County. He's like, oh, he's from Long Island.
But see, of course, you have to drop, oh, but I was at NYU.
No, I mean, that's why that would, because it doesn't mean anything when you're in L.A., is my point.
Oh, yeah, it's like, whatever.
I didn't actually attend the school. I was there to, I just sold
serving
drugs.
Serving hot dogs?
I just sold drugs.
Same difference as your front.
Yeah.
John, save us.
Save us from ourselves.
So thank you, Carmesi. Gracias, gracias,
yes,
gracias.
Thank you so much. And you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org, and we have just a little bit of time left,
mm-hmm.
20 minutes. I have one more band that you haven't heard yet today, and then I'm going to go back and play a little more Climber and maybe a little more Blank Tapes if we have time. But this is a band called Voyager One. I've become friendly with their manager, and he gave me their demo the other night, and they are cool as hell, and so I'm going to play them right now. This is Voyager One. You're listening to it on Hear Here on killradio.org. And we're back on killradio.org. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
What's happening? That was Voyager 1. Let me, I don't have any cover art for that, so I'm going to actually take the CD out of the CD player here. They have an album called Dissolver, and you can go to myspace.com/Voyager1 or www.voyager1.net, and that's the word one, not the number. And they're represented by Lucky PR Management, which are cool people. Check them out, too. www.luckypierre.com. LuckyPierre.com. Also, I think they have a MySpace page, too. /LuckyPierre. So, this MySpace thing, man. It's getting out of control.
I know. It makes it easy, though, at the same time.
Anyway, that was cool. I really like Voyager 1. They have this very... it's like Flaming Lips without the comedy. You know, they have this very like clean psychedelic sound, very experimental, but intentional and serious, and it's cool. Yeah, rock on, Voyager 1. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So that's pretty much it. And like I promised before, I wanted to play another Climber track because they are so cool, and we only played one track of theirs before.
Well, do you want to kind of recap? Before we do that,
like before we play another Climber
track.
Who
we played or who we liked.
Let's talk about who we played. And we started out the morning with...
Robert Popa, myspace.com/Robert Popa, P-O-P-A. So, a nice, somewhat folksy track called Son of a Gun. Mm. And then the artist Promis, P-R-O-M-I-S.
Promis.
That had kind of a... almost going to sound like it was going to implode in musical theater hellaciousness, but it held its own really nicely. It was unique, and it was a great way to start. We started off very soft because Interesting Left. I don't know why.
Yeah, because we followed that up with The Blank Tapes, extremely talented band from San Francisco. Check out theblanktapes.com. And right after that, we played Climber, particularly Quiet Track by Climber, which we're going to play another track for you in a little bit. But then we moved on.
Then we woke up and we played Junk Box. We played two songs by the Chicks with Ball Band.
Yeah.
Chicks with Balls. You know, I want to say Chicks with Ball, too.
Junk Box. That's such a dirty name, too.
Yeah. We heard Shove and we heard Posies and Daisies. I like Shove. Posies and Daisies was good, but not as good as I liked Shove.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be Shove, too, though.
Yes.
So that's part of that. And then where do we go to next with you?
I think after that was Humanzi.
Yeah.
With... Rocas Humanus. Rocas Humanus.
His name is Rocas.
Rocas Humanus. And with their demo, their self-titled... No, well, their Rocas Humanus demo, Humanzi. HumanZEEMusic.com. And we also played... What did we play after that? I think we went back to you after that.
Did we go back
to
me? We just played one track? Okay.
No, we played two Humanzi tracks.
We played two artists we put together in a nice little set. It was J.M. Cruiz out of just outside of Seattle. And also Space Kitty. J.M. Cruiz played an instrumental guitar track called My Sweet Guitar. And then Space Kitty was Keep Going. And then...
This studio is turning into like my room. I have envelopes from like submitted music and like papers strewn all over the place. And I'm just lying here and with like all these like CDRs and cover art and stickers over my naked body. Look, I got a sticker from The Blank Tapes.
Aww, sweet. Nice.
We
you know
played,
we should put that, right?
We played, huh?
You know we should put that, right? Blank Tapes.
Yes.
You know we should put that.
We played the Harlequin Jones EP.
Yep.
And we played the Pristines.
Great pianist. I think it was a drama club teacher for a vocalist.
Ooh, yeah. The Pristines. We played a song called I Am a Girl. And
Oh, yeah.
That was that was good fun. MySpace.com/SisterAct. Ooh, /Pristines. I think I said The Pristines before. It's actually MySpace.com/Pristines. And then you played some more music that had been submitted to you. Yes.
Yeah, we played Mutant Press, two songs, Pants on Fire, Evil, two different songs. I liked Pants on Fire. That was good.
Hmm.
And then I think we went back to you?
Could be. We played John Gake.
Yeah, that's right.
Who I rather enjoy.
And
he's really interesting the way he sings. He has this very open-throated sound, but he almost never really opens his mouth. It's like watching a ventriloquist perform. It's really fascinating how he gets that much sound out of this sort of tight-lipped performance.
And where's he from?
I have no idea, but you can get more information on him. I think he's a local. I think he's, okay. He's in town. You can get more information on him at jongake, johngake.com.
Good. And then we went to MM Zhang, artist with two songs, Little Prince and then Superhero. It was nice. It was kind of it's kind of the type of music here when the heavy metal bands want to do a ballad, it kind of has that kind of quality to it, mm-hmm. but in a good way. So thank you. And then we didn't go to me again. We went back to you, didn't we?
Yeah, I think I already stated what I had played. I think this is when I played John Gake. And I think before it was the Pristines. And I'm very confused right now.
Yeah. And then we played Carmessi. And I don't think I told of Carmessi's MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Carmessi. That's K-A-R-M-E-S-I. Or K-A-R-M-E-S-A-E.
He's such also a show-off.
I know. I'm so affected. Estoy afectado. And then also, he has a second MySpace page, Carmessi 2, or Carmessi 2. So again, he's out of Baja California, La Paz, Baja California. And I actually liked it. I liked the first song, and there's this other song he does called Brea that I guess he didn't want me to play. He could have said you could have played it, but maybe my limited Spanish was like going, oh my God, you're mad. So we played Deluxe 900 and Abulia.
I don't mean to enrage you, sir, but can I play this song?
yeah. Sorry.
thank you, Carmessi, for submitting your
gracias,
music to Kill
gracias.
Radio. Thank you
totalmente.
All the bands who have submitted their music to Kill Radio. And thank you to all the people out there listening right now who are going to submit music to Kill Radio. And you know what? It could, you know, take the risk and send us your music. It could be good. And, you know, it doesn't even really technically have to be yours. It could be your friend's music. Maybe you're just trying to get them up off the couch, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, you really need to start submitting your music somewhere. I know this internet radio station.
Right.
Can I take your demo and send it to them? Okay.
Put down the pipe slowly.
You know, because we'll play it. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's rap, soul, experimental, electronica, klezmer, zydeco, bluegrass. Here is where you hear the music that you don't otherwise get to hear.
Yeah. Why don't we give the information on sending submissions again?
Yes. To submit actual CDs, do so in an envelope along with a sticker and a little letter about yourself. I'm kidding about the sticker. You don't have to do that. 3806 Beverly Boulevard. I have to read it every time, even though I know where I am.
Yeah.
3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, LA, CA 90004. And just send it Kill Radio, attention here, or attention Robin Torres.
Right.
And we will get it, and we will defile it for you.
John especially will defile.
I'm in the defiling business. I'm a defiler.
I heard that actually with the quality of the music that you played. There was a defilation involved that I liked. I appreciated.
It's pronounced defilation.
Oh, sorry. I'm from Anaheim.
Don't defilate all over my musical choices today. They, you know.
But the way I like music submitted is if you want to send an MP3 or a series of MP3s, there's a great website that allows you to send files. I don't have nothing to do with them. I'm not a plug, but I've learned about it recently. It's called usendit.com, usendit.com. You use my email address as the sender, kind of like how PayPal works. Instead of music or instead of money, it's files. But you would use my email address as a sendee. It's Mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org. And then you could put in your email address as a sender.
That was M-A-R-K?
M-A-R-C-J-O-H-N. John. It's M-A-R-C at killradio.org.
Oh, by the way, I actually have a Kill Radio email address too.
Oh, you do?
Now. Yeah, and it's J-O-N at killradio.org.
Oh, good.
Killradio.org.
You beat someone else to his.
I suppose I did, yes. I'm not the only John here.
Yeah. So you just send it that way. You can put in a lot of information about your band or anywhere to point me in another direction because it will send me a link with that message saying, hey, you got a song from, in this case, Carmessi. And then I go to that link and I download it. And then I create the playlist accordingly.
As opposed to the emails you're used to getting like, hey, you still owe me $2.
Or, hey, enlarge your penis. Again. Again.
Well, I can't think of ending on a much
better note.
That's
good because
we
have a little more than a minute to go.
Yes. So we're gonna go over time because the elusive Music for the Dead, which I've never heard of, that just like showed up on our calendar today, is not in to do their show.
They're obviously dead.
So they're off to a good start at KillRadio.org.
Yeah, typical.
They understand how it works.
Right.
So it's very exciting.
Show up when you can.
Yeah. So this is a track by Climber. Check out myspace.com/CLIMBER. They're out of Oregon, and their music is good. So.
And thank you all for submitting. We appreciate it greatly.
And And we'll be back next week and every
next
week
Monday.
Following Monday, noon to 2 on killradio.org.
Prudence suggests.